President Obama appointed Ben Bernanke to a second term as head of the Federal Reserve in 2009. To fight the recession, Bernanke took unprecedented steps to cut interest rates in a bid to boost economic growth, which came slowly. Now, as his term ends, an online Irish betting site, Paddy Power, is taking wagers on who might replace Bernanke. One contender is the Fed's current vice chairman, Janet Yellen, a former economics professor at Berkeley who headed the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco and was an economic advisor to the White House. Bets are also being placed on former U.S. Treasury Secretary, one-time presidential economic advisor, and former president of Harvard University, Larry Summers. Critics say Summers is too abrasive to win consensus among top Fed officials. But LaSalle University finance professor Walter Schubert says Summers' toughness might help get economic and budget decisions out of the bickering Congress.
Well, the best argument for Larry Summers, I think, is his personality. He's driven. He wants to have an impact, and I think he would do a lot of pressure with Congress. I think he'd be excellent at pressuring Congress to move in the proper direction.
Abby McCloskey researches economic issues at the American Enterprise Institute and says Yellen's long experience at the Fed would reassure investors.
She's predictable. The markets know what she thinks. When she gets in, there are no surprises, no wild cards. We have enough wild cards in the rest of the economy.
In a Skype interview, a former chief economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says Yellen is a strong candidate. Economist Michael Cox is now at Southern Methodist University.
She's a very good economist, in my opinion, and she's more seasoned and more reasoned, more experienced in the Fed.
But Cox says both Yellen and Summers are too quick to meddle in the economy. The author of a book that advocates a new approach to economics says it's time to put more women in charge of large companies and major financial institutions. Saeed Dwalabani spoke via Skype.
Because women see the bottom line through the lenses of care and responsibility, the leadership style is different than men. Men have to learn how to use things like emotional intelligence at work, while women are naturally equipped with the use of these soft skills.
Dwalabani says companies and countries would be more prosperous if they focused less on next quarter's profits and more on the impact that a company has on society, the environment, suppliers, customers, and employees. Choosing the right approach and the right candidate is up to the president, and the candidate must be confirmed by the Senate. While most news stories focus on just two candidates, Mr. Obama has made appointments in the past that were a surprise to most economists. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.